Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Boland.
School-based health centers should not be encouraging abortion or providing referrals for abortion providers, and they should not be dispensing contraceptives and abortifacients to school children. LB 423, Nebraska Family Alliance opposes. Nate Gross joins me today, policy director at NFA. Nate, you testified in opposition last Thursday. Why do we oppose LB 423?
Well, Karen, this is really a bad bill, and we oppose this because we think that mom and dad know best and that abortion providers shouldn't be in public schools. And there's some really important language in our state laws that prohibit abortion providers or those who would be dispensing contraceptives to school children from serving as a school-based health center. And LB 423 seeks to remove all that, and they're trying to do it without parental involvement by striking the only provision that requires parental oversight for this program. So it's a bill that undermines the rights of parents and also seeks to get abortion providers into public schools. So we were there to testify in opposition to that bill, and we're encouraging committee members not to advance it to the full legislature.
There are other forms of education for children, and when you remove mom and dad on particularly issues of sensitivity, it's not good for the family development. We appreciate the work of pregnancy resource centers who go into schools and provide character-based education.
Absolutely. We certainly do not need or want clinics in schools who are going to be encouraging or counseling in favor of abortions or prescribing contraceptives, including abortifacients, to school children and doing it all without mom and dad's knowledge.
So if you want to learn more about LB 423, maybe your mom, dad, or grandparent listening today, we encourage you to go to our bill tracker section at NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org and let your voice be heard. Nate, this was heard before the Health and Human Services Committee.
Absolutely, Karen. This bill is all about protecting life and the rights of parents and families to direct the upbringing of their children. And there's more information about this legislation at our website, NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org, and we will be continuing to encourage lawmakers to vote no on LB 423.